Hallelujah. You got your Bible, Joel 2 and 25. I'm going to read one of my favorite scriptures. It's my favorite because my testimony ain't near as good as some people's. Some people's testimony is I started living for God as a youth. This is what I preached to them young people a couple weeks ago at the school. The best testimony is going to be the one that y'all never tasted a sin. You live for God all the days of your life. That's the absolute best. Amen. Praise God. It's one I wish I had. Mine ain't a long ways from there, but it ain't that. So maybe my favorite scriptures may not be your favorite scripture. Amen. This is one I was just talking to Brother Joshua Echols about the day he came back to God after many years. He's saying, I wish I could go back. You can't go back. But God can do something even better than going back. No offense, but I'm 50 and I don't want to even want to go back to 25. Be honest with you, I'm getting close to my reward. Hallelujah. God's got something better than going back. He can restore. He said in Joel 2:25, I will restore to you. Everybody say to me. This is for all the people that beat themselves up for all the years they feel like they wasted. I'm going to preach to you for a little while on Pentecost Sunday. Amen. Praise God. God's going to help us out. I don't want nobody to beat themselves up anymore. You don't have faith in God if you beat yourself up over the time that you wasted. God said, I will restore to you the years the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I have sent among you. Amen. I love taking titles from Scripture, and I want to do it one more time tonight. I will restore. Hallelujah. Set your Bibles down, lift your hands, voices to the Lord. Come on, I want a spirit-filled church to begin to cry out to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shatakata yandabosa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Come on, let's cry out a little louder. Come on, this is Sunday night. Pentecost Sunday. Oh, let God hear your voice. Let the enemy hear your voice. Hallelujah, I'm not going under. I said, I'm not going under. I'm not going under. I'm not beneath. I'm above. I'm going over. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. Hallelujah, I'm blessed when I come in. I'm blessed when I go out. Everything that I touch, God's going to put his hand upon it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now in a way of worship, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. Simply want to preach. Everybody say, I will restore. That's some of the most beautiful words you could ever hear out of the Word of God. Amen. That's the most powerful, soothing, peace-giving words you'll ever hear out of the Word of God. Is that no matter where you're at and how deep you've gone and how bad you messed up, there's a God that says, I will restore. I will hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Man, the sad part is that for God to have to restore, man usually tears things up pretty bad, and God has to go to some pretty extreme means to get people's attention. Amen. Don't get mad at God when he's getting a hold of you. Amen. Don't get offended at God when he's getting your attention. Amen. Just say, thank the Lord. This is the process of restoration. Amen. He wouldn't bother you if he didn't love you. If he's messing with you, he loves you. If he's pulling on you, he loves you. If he's squeezing on you, he loves you. If he puts the vice on you, he loves you. Amen. But Joel 1 and 1 would say this. Can y'all put up Joel 1 and 1? Amen. It's man that messes up the relationship with God. Every time God doesn't mess up the relationship with man, it's always man messing up the relationship with God. Amen. Don't ever point your finger at God. Well, why did you do that? Just learn how to zip it up. Maybe you'll figure it out. The closer you get to him, you'll realize there's things he had to do in your life to get a hold of you. I wondered about a whole lot of stuff that I had to go through. Trials. And I thought, dear Lord, I'm doing everything I know to do right now. I wonder why all this is happening. But I'm thankful that God purged a lot of bitterness out of my spirit. God had to purge a lot of hatred out of my spirit. A lot of rebellion and a lot of bad DNA. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel, hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it. Amen. Wouldn't it be amazing if our kids never had to go through what we went through, because we sat them down and told them, hey, guess what? You don't want to do that. Hallelujah. He said, let your children tell your children and their children and another generation. This is a description of a life without God. It's a description of a life of rebellion. He said, that which the palmer worm hath left hath the locust eaten. This is a description of God taking a rebellious generation and letting a palmer worm come and eat them up. And then anything that was left, here comes the locust. And if there was anything left when the locust was gone, the Bible said, I sent the cankerworm, and he ate on it a while. And then when the cankerworm, my Lord, was there anything left? Well, I don't know. But just in case there was anything left in your life, the caterpillar come along. Now, that's not the will of God. God wants to bless the people. God's will is for you to have the harvest. We got the prosperity doctrine. The Pentecostals have the prosperity doctrine. It don't belong to anybody. Well, maybe. I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to get more refined in my old age. We got the prosperity doctrine. He said, give to me and I'll give back to you. But when I give to you, it's going to be good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. Hey, we're the ones God wants to bless. We're the people God wants to help. Hallelujah. But in order to get our attention, God, sometimes has to let some things come in and eat some things up. Hallelujah. It is sin that separates people from God. Hallelujah. You ever feel like you're all alone? Maybe you ought to look in the mirror. Look on your call log. Look on your memory thing or whatever, your history on the websites. Where you been, what you been doing, what you been thinking about, what you been saying, how you been acting, what you been touching. Because sin separates people from God. Well, we was having church a while ago. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. I'm thankful for truth. You know why I love truth? Because I know what I got to do now. It don't change every day. It's forever settled in heaven. I may not like, my flesh may not like what it has to do, but I find comfort in knowing that what's right today will be right tomorrow when I wake up. I find comfort in knowing that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, in the middle of this terrible situation where God sends armies, you could call it, he calls it that, of worms and locusts and all these pests. Eats up every good thing in the people's life. Then he gives them this wonderful promise. But I will restore. There's no need in hanging your head down. If you messed up, just get up and come on, a just man falls seven times, but he just gets back up. Come on, we're not serving a God that wants to cut you out and get rid of you every time you... I'm not justifying sin. I hope you understand that. But I'm preaching this Bible to you that mercy rejoices against judgment. This is God's nature. He didn't wake up this morning thinking, boy, I'd like to strangle them. First of all, he didn't wake up this morning because he didn't go to sleep last night. But if he would have woke up, he'd have said, I can't wait to get down there to Calvary. I want to give them some mercy today. I want to show them how much I love them. I want to wrap my big old arms around them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Are you thankful for the promise? Praise God. I don't believe in once saved, always saved. That's a man-made doctrine. But I do believe you can get back up. I don't believe anybody can pluck you out of the Father's hands. But I've seen a lot of people jump out of it. I've seen a lot of people run wide open right out of the Father's hands. Hey man, don't be ignorant of the devil's devices. Hey man, we're going to have to live right just like the last generation did. Hallelujah. We're going to have to be separated just like the last generation was separated. Kind of got quieter all of a sudden. Maybe I need to hang out there a while. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all was shouting about Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Why don't we shout about follow peace with all men? And holiness. Without which No man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody asked me one time, which part of that sentence do you believe was without you won't see the Lord? I said, well, I think both parts actually. Praise God. It ain't just about long sleeves and long dresses and making sure you wear one size too big. Hallelujah. Because you never know when they're going to trick you. Amen. You got to watch them tags. Praise God. I love holiness. Oh, there was just a few people at Westinghouse and I preached a message. I thought when I started preaching, I need to get some new clothes. So I bought me some new clothes, went to Dillard's, got my size, and put a pair on and have breeches, and it didn't fit me very well. As a matter of fact, it didn't fit me at all. Praise God. And I thought, good Lord, what did I do? Was I on the wrong rack now? I looked at the tag and it said, it's a modern fit. Let me tell you, the Church of the Living God has never been a modern fit. We'll never fit in this world. We're a peculiar people. We don't look like everybody else. We don't act like everybody else. We don't dress like everybody else. Amen. You know why we're not a modern fit? Because we're from the old school. We're from the Ancient of Days school. We're from an old promise. Hallelujah. Can I preach a little while? Hallelujah. I love living for God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Praise God. You think God can restore? God said, I will restore. Thank you, Jesus. Let me go ahead and read what he said in the middle, though. Amen. Maybe you could put up Joel 2 and 12. This is right in the middle of I had to eat up all your stuff, but I will restore. Let me tell you what he said in the middle. Joel 2 and 12. Praise God. Appreciate all these sound men and song show people. Always paying attention to me, keeping their eyes on me, not playing on their phones and stuff. I appreciate that. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what he said in between saying, I ate you up, but I will restore. This is what he said. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart and with, ooh, that's a rough one right there, and with, eh, well, you ain't gonna make me cry. Well, you may not ever get restored. Be tough gal you want and tough gal. Act like you got it all together and keep your big facade up. I got it going on. Let me tell you, God's going to restore the one that gets serious about restoration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God's going to restore the one that says, I'm going to fight my way through the crowd to get what I need tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Go to the 13th verse. He said, and rend your heart and not your garments. The Jewish people, they always like to make a show. When they were sad and somebody passed or something bad happened, they would take their clothes and just like throw a fit like a baby and just start ripping. God said, if you want to get restored, don't put on a show. Don't throw a fit. Don't rend your garments. He said, rend your heart. That's what messed you up in the first place. You got a bad spirit. Kind of quieting up all of a sudden. Hey, there's enough of show Pentecost. There's enough of show repentance. But he said, I want you to get your heart. Well, take this whole world. Just give me some Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel like preaching right now. Hey, let me tell you, I can tell who's about to get restored. I don't know if God's given me this special gift or I'm just been around it long enough, I've seen it. You just learn by watching. A lot of stuff you can learn by just watching. But I can tell you who's going to get restored. I can like see it on their face. Amen. They're the ones that's got their mind made up. Amen. If I, as a man, can read body language, how much more could God read what's going on the inside? Getting kind of quiet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Come on, church. Come on, do you want some restoration in your life? Are you tired of living on the bottom? Are you tired of living with just enough anointing, just enough Holy Ghost, just enough money to pay the bills, just, or do you want God to restore everything that was taken away? Well, some people do, I can tell. I'm going to pray he does it for everyone that's... God grant it right now in Jesus' name. By the authority of the name of Jesus, God, everyone that has received this word, God, I pray you give back, press down, shaking together, running over, 30-fold, 60-fold, 90-fold, 100-fold. God, do it for your people. No, yay! Yeah. What kills me is people that don't want to be restored. That's what wears me out. If I had a sleepless night, that would be why. Because I know until your heart wants it, you ain't going to take the steps to get it. Hallelujah. Can I preach about restoration for a little bit? Can I preach about restoration? This is Pentecost Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. It's amazing to me that the prophecy of restoration was also part of the prophecy of the outpouring of the Spirit. Praise God. Go back to Joel 2:25. Amen. Praise God. Way on the ball. I appreciate them. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I will restore. The years. See, you don't need a convertible in your midlife crisis. That ain't gonna fix nothing. Just make your insurance go up. God said, I'm gonna restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm. My great armies, which I have sent among you, Joel 2:26. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my he said, my people shall never be ashamed. Joel 2:27. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Next. And it shall come to pass. That I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. I'll tell you, you can't be restored without the Holy Ghost, my friend. Take me to Acts chapter 2. Part of the restoration prophecy was that God was going to pour out his spirit. God poured out his spirit in Acts chapter 2. They all began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. The man with the keys began to stand up and preach in Acts 2:14. The Bible said, standing up with the 11, that means Matthew was there. The one that recorded Matthew 28:19 was there. And said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is... Everybody say, this is that. This is that restoration that God was talking about a long time ago. He said, this is that that was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass. He said, you're looking at these people get the Holy Ghost. This is the restoration. This is that. Torah. Yeah. You know, I love Pentecost Sunday. Can I just preach the gospel to you for a little while? You'll never be restored staying backslid. That's why nobody outside of them walls will ever have a chance of restoration except they repent and are baptized and the Holy Ghost. Come on up. Why are you always pushing get a breakthrough? You want to know why? Because that's your restoration. When you're locked up, you're mad at the world, can't break through, you'll never be blessed. The canker worm will just keep on eating. The palmer worm will just keep on eating. But if you want to be restored, you better get a tongue-talking restoration birth. You got to have a spirit-filled restoration. You got to. They got drunk in the Holy Ghost. They got. Amen. So why would your focus be things in life? God can restore marriages, and God can restore friendships, and God can restore finances and health and all kinds of stuff. But why would you even pursue that until you get the real restoration? What happened in here at 5:30 to 7 o'clock is how restoration started. Some people think you can't have church without three songs in four parts. On the day of Pentecost, I don't know if one of them knew how to sing, but they all knew how to pray. They all knew how to wait upon the Lord. They all knew how to wait on a promise. I'd rather have a prayer warrior than a talented singer any day of the week. Because if I get a prayer warrior, we're going to have restoration in the house. If I get a prayer warrior, we're going to have revival. The wind is blowing again. I said the wind is blowing again. The wind of restoration is blowing again. Just like the day of Pentecost. I feel the wind and it's blowing again. God's saying, come unto me. Come on, somebody praise him right now. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Come on, I feel a restoration. I don't know who it is. I don't know what it is. But I know what I felt in prayer. God's about to restore some years. God's about to restore some ministries. Itarama. Itaramasa. Itaramasa. Come on, the deeper you get in the spirit, the deeper restoration's gonna come. Come on, I feel it. If you want it, you can have it. If you want it, you can have it. This is the day the Lord has made. And he said, I will restore. I will restore. Come on, somebody, dry in your spirit. It's coming. Somebody. You feel like everything's been stripped away. It's coming back. Somebody, you feel like you ain't got the anointing you used to have. It's coming back. There's a rest. Come on. Come on, in Jesus' name. Come on, if I've ever felt the power of God, I feel it in this house. Hallelujah. God's wanting to pick somebody up out of the doldrums of life. God's wanting to pick somebody up. You used to be a tongue talker. You used to be full of life. You used to be a prayer warrior. You used to be using the gifts. I will restore. I will restore. Ha! Come.
Sodama. 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 If you want it, if you want it, it's here. If you want it, it's here. Come on, rend your heart. Rend your heart. Rend your heart. Come on, let your heart break into. Give God your heart. Kora. Kora. Shata. 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 Ura. 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 Come on. Come on, somebody's gonna leave different. Somebody's gonna leave a new man. A new woman. Spirit of God, come now. Spirit of God, come down. Spirit of God, come down. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. La la la. Yeah. Come on. Devil, you're a liar. Devil, you're a liar. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm getting up. I'm getting up. I'm getting back up. Come on, I'm getting back up. Yay! Come on, somebody needs to get back up. Restoration. Come on, it's a biblical restoration.